How to rewire your anxious brain. Three things. Number one, embrace your anxiety as a natural state. Now, what is important to understand first is that anxiety has been our evolutionary, adaptive survival mechanism. The purpose of the anxiety center within my emotional brain is to increase my chances to survive. We have a survival pathway that is fulfilling a phylogenetic purpose of ensuring that our species is perpetuated. Nobody wants the entire universe or the entire human on the universe to disappear. So Mother Nature has enabled that you have an adaptive survival response that will fight for you subconsciously, that will look after you, that will evaluate risks and danger in your environment to adjust your internal biochemistry relative to the intensity of the danger so that you could survive. So it is key to understand that when you have anxiety, you have an exaggerated somatic symptom, you have palpitations, you have foggy mind, you have tingling of arms or of your legs, or you have panic attacks. Those are the natural reactions of the fact that the survival center within you has evaluated risks in your environment or within the viscera, and it concludes that you are in danger. Now, that is good news because your body becomes the feedback loop for you. So the body gives you the sign that says, well, we think you're in danger. We think somebody is freaking you out. But you need to talk to us back. Your survival center is saying that to you. Give me the feedback. Let me know that you're safe or you are actually in danger. How do you do that? Through your feelings. It is what you do back. It is what you do in return to the signals of the body that confirms exactly what is happening to you. If you're freaking out, you are catastrophizing, you're absolutizing, you're maximizing everything, you're blowing everything out of proportion, you've just confirmed to the anxiety center that truly there are tigers behind it. But if you stay calm, you thank your anxiety center for trying to help you. You observe your breathing. You distract yourself with positive things. Go for a walk. Play with a pet. Sing your favorite song. You know, play a musical instrument. Do something that is so positive that the anxiety center can't figure out why you should be doing that thing. Because it thinks there's a tiger behind you. Now that is key, understanding that if you are hyperly aroused with your body, you have anxiety state in your body. That is a cue to cooperation, to embracing your anxiety, have a relationship with your anxiety symptoms, and downregulate them through your feedback reaction of relaxation. The anxiety center within you has a language, and that language is a language of emotions, language of feelings. This is what you do back. This is what you do after you've been triggered that confirms your anxiety center. How badly life is treating you, or how nicely you are coping with life. And number two is to confuse the amygdala. I'm sure you've heard about the amygdala before. The amygdala is the fight or flight reaction. It is the guy that actually press your survival fight or flight button. But the key is to do the opposite of what your amygdala expects you to do. For example, if you are having a panic attack, you think you're going to have a panic attack, because you've been invited to go to a friend's house, maybe a party or something, and you have a negative reaction to social anxiety because you have issues with social connecting with people socially. Now, the amygdala has already mapped out your negative survival reactions. So it's expecting you to behave accordingly. But if you choose not to behave the way the amygdala wants you to behave, you freak out the amygdala. That is why you have exaggerated anxiety symptoms. Your anxiety actually increases when the amygdala is freaking out. But if you persist, you continue to communicate with the anxiety center that, thank you for trying to protect me, but right now I'm going to be safe. I'll take it one step at a time. I will not bite beyond what I can chew, one step at a time. And if you actually go out and say to your friend, maybe I'm just going to stay for 5 or 10 minutes. I don't feel well, or there are other things going on. Of course, there are other things going on with you. Okay, you know that you're lying. So with that, the amygdala thinks, what is Wale doing? We don't connect. We don't go, go socializing. That is too much. That is dangerous. Now, what you are sending back is that you're telling the amygdala that it has overly estimated, or it has overestimated the threats in your environment. You are telling it subconsciously that it needs to chill out as well, to downregulate your survival activities. And you have to do that for at least 3 months. You have to confuse the amygdala regularly. Take a bold little step every day towards the other directions that you've always been treading. Constantly challenge yourself. One little step at a time. Don't take too much a big step at a time. Challenge yourself and confuse the amygdala. And the last point is to rewire the brain through regular meditation activities. Meditation increases blood flow to the brain. Meditation actually grows new tissues. You can rewire your brain if you focus your attention positively on the future that you want to create, not on the past that you don't want to recreate. That many people, by the way, focus on the past. They worry constantly about what they don't want. Meditation gives you an opportunity to focus on what you want your future to be like. So I recommend guided meditation. Write down a few paragraphs of how you want your life to pan out. Start with I, or I am. Don't say I wish, or I'm going to, or I hope to. Write a few paragraphs and put that in the meditation. Put in nice music. If you don't like music, don't hide music. And listen to that constantly. Listen to those affirmations constantly. Do that for 3 months. Yes. Do that for 3 months. It takes time for the brain to recalibrate. Before you know it, you are sending so much cues of relaxation and safety to the nervous system. And then eventually they're going to call a meeting, a Zoom meeting. And they say, I think we need to downgrade Wale's anxiety activities. He's having fun. He's having some amazing, terrific time. And before you know it, you are downregulated. Your amygdala is chilling out. As supposed to be micromanaging your emotions and your psyche. Try those 3 things. Begin today. It works. By the way, we have a whole bunch of workshops. Online workshops and online courses and books and DVDs, CDs that could help you to build on this recovery journey. Check out our websites, mindbodybreakthrough.net. I'll speak to you again. Bye.